Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Tzadi Ches. We've been talking about the Shabbos violation of transferring an item for Amos and Rishus Rabim. At the top of Amud Aleph, we have a halacha that throwing an item less than Dalad Amos, less than 4 Amos, 4 cubits, is exempt in a case where it flew from public domain Rishus Rabim to another Rishus Rabim, to another public domain with a Rishus Yachid in the middle. Then the Gemara teaches another halacha, which is brought by Shulchan Aruch and Aruchayim Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayin, that if the public domain has a cover on it, a roof, something on it, on top of it, it's also exempt because it doesn't resemble the encampment around the Mishkan, which had no roof over the Jewish tribes. According to Shulchan Aruch, this area is therefore, this area is considered like a Carmelis. So let's deep dive into this concept of Mavir Dalad Amos Rishus Rabim, that we're transferring 4 Amos in Rishus Rabim. That by Rishus Rabim, it's not allowed. But when it comes to Rishus Yachid, when it comes to private domain, we're allowed to walk around with items all around an enclosed area. It's permitted to transfer items more than 4 Amos in a space. So if Nevensel writes in Malachos Shabbos, page Reish Samech Tes, that the reason for this is because the walls of the Rishus Yachid, the walls of the private domain, eliminate the cubits, eliminate the measurements, the space, the distance that's inside of that space, and all of the centimeters, all the inches that are in that perimeter, that are in that enclosed area, are all formed, are all ma'agid, the whole space to one entity. So there's also a principle of good asik, that the walls invisibly continue upward, resulting in the extension of Rishus Yachid vertically. So if one transferred 4 amos above the walls, they'd be pater. Comes the Baal Amar, comes the Reb Zrachai Alevi on the pages of the Rif and Shabbos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and expands on the point we made yesterday that transferring 4 Amos from Rishus Rabim is a tolda, is a subset of the Malach Avotzah from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim, from private to public domain. Since one's personal space of 4 Amos, you have that personal space, and what you do is when you go into that space, you acquire that space, you're kona that space. Therefore, it's as if the spot where an individual stands in the public domain, it's like an oasis of Rishus Yachid. It's like a Rishus Yachid in the middle of Rishus Rabim. So when you're throwing or passing from there, you're actually exiting that private space. It's your own space from Rishus Yachid into Rishus Rabim. So Nevensel brings 2 Gemaras that challenge the Baal Amar's comments. First of all, there's a Gemara in Maseches Gittin and Daf Ayin Chesamid Aleph, which teaches regarding the 4 Amos that they are only assigned to a person if they're in that spot first, quote unquote. So if someone else arrived in that space first, one doesn't establish it as theirs. But by Mavir Dalavis from Rishus Rabim, we don't find such a distinction that one would only be Chayev if they occupy this space before anyone else. So what do we do with that Gemara? The second one is another Gemara about Metzia, Daf Yoram Beis, which quotes Rav Sheshes as teaching that acquiring 4 Amos may only happen in a simta, an alleyway. So it's not actually possible to acquire, you can't acquire personal space inside of a public domain. That's the Gemara Bava Metzia. So therefore, if so, the whole concept of transferring Dalad Amos Rishus Rabim seems to not make any sense. If I'm never really in my own domain, quote unquote, within another domain, the public domain, I can never actually transfer. So if Nevensel explains that you have to say the concept of 4 Amos being its own domain is in relation not to the person, but to the item, not the individual. Tosos back on Dav Dalad Amos Aleph says explicitly that the Torah's words, Al Yetzi Ishim Komo, you're not supposed to go out from your place on Shabbos, refers to the space of one's object. So this Baal Amar will also explain why carrying less than 4 Amos Rishus Rabim wouldn't be an issue of Chatzi Shir, it wouldn't be an issue of half a Malacha, because there isn't even a partial transfer, because the location of the item has not changed. Within those 4 Amos, it's all the same space. I remember when I was in Rabbi Sobolovsky's Shir at YU, he told about the Erev Shabbos on the week of 9/11, when there were a lot of traffic for people to get home, and he had some balabatim from his shul who got stuck leaving New York City to get back to Teaneck, New Jersey, and it was into this Man of Shabbos, and they were getting off these buses and they had to walk in from the highways with their work bags. So there's a halacha that you could go take steps within the 4 Amos. Pause and then continue to minimize the Shabbos violation in order to make it home safely, an application of the principles on today's daf.